The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When was the last time you were afraid? Now, I don't mean the last time you were startled by a big spider in the bathroom, or when you had to slam on your brakes because a thoughtless driver cut you off. I mean something a bit deeper, fear inside you that you can feel. And maybe you wouldn't call it fear exactly, but you were filled with worry or anxiety, filled with dread. Some of us can remember that time in an instant. For others, it might take a moment. And I know for some of us, worry and anxiety are present right now. When I think about the times in my life when I am afraid, there's usually loss or waiting anxiously for some answer or seeing some difficult change coming, looming on the horizon, an unknown. So the story I thought about this morning was about the birth of Matthew and I's daughter, Haley, our youngest child. The evening our daughter was born, everything seemed fine, wonderful, in fact. We had a beautiful baby girl, the newest member of our family. But within an hour or so after her birth, we learned that she was struggling to breathe. Her lungs were early and they were weak. So they whisked her away from us and placed her in the nursery for observation and the care that she needed. I didn't sleep that night at all, even beyond the normal not sleeping in the hospital overnight. But the nurses were very kind, and they tried to keep me company as best they could, but they had other patients, and they were busy too. Overnight, her condition worsened, and she needed to get to a neonatal intensive care unit. And we waited as they searched for a bed. And finally, one was found in Santa Barbara, which is about an hour south from where we lived. They whisked her away again in an ambulance. And Matthew and I did our best to try and rush and make all the arrangements we needed to so we could go and be with her. The hour car ride for us felt like a lifetime, along with the wait to see her after we arrived at the hospital. I can tell you with honesty, I was truly afraid. Now I know that each one of us has our own story of being afraid, whether it be past or present or future. Perhaps you can still feel it as you think of that time in your life. Now I want you to consider that feeling of worry and fear and anxiety as we enter into the gospel this morning with the disciples, who find themselves truly afraid in a boat on a stormy sea. Now, Jesus had gotten into that same boat on the water earlier that day. The crowd on the shore had become so large, he couldn't find a spot to speak to them. After a long day of being with so many people, Jesus announces to the disciples that they are leaving the crowd and going across to the other side of the water. No preparations or provisions, and it's getting dark. They join Jesus in the boat, and off they sail out across the water. But before long, they're in a brewing storm. Now, the disciples would have known this body of water. For some of them, fishing here had been their livelihood, and this is their home. They must have seen many storms over the course of their time, but this one has them fearing for their lives, a terrible storm. And yet, Jesus is sleeping. When they couldn't take being bashed by wind and waves any longer, they wake him up and accuse him of not caring that they are going to die in this storm. Jesus doesn't say anything at all to the disciples. Instead, he reprimands the wind and commands the sea to be peaceful and still. And once he's done, according to the scripture, it says there is a dead calm. That's it. Storm over. When Jesus does speak to the disciples, it's with a certain annoyance, I think. Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? Why is he annoyed? The disciples thought they were going to die, and he was asleep on a cushion in the back of the boat. I wonder, did the disciples really think Jesus didn't care about their lives or his own? They have been with Jesus, walked with him, talked with him, seen the healings and the miracles, the people that he's brought back to wholeness, and they've gone back into the community. They've been with him and heard his teachings to them all about a new way of life they can live together in God's kingdom right now. So in that boat, in that moment, imaginably, they were afraid. By Jesus' questions, it would also seem that fear and faith can't coexist. Being afraid somehow means having no faith. I don't think so. Fear is not on the opposite end of the spectrum from faith. It's not a zero-sum game, one or the other. There are too many times we hear, "Do not be afraid," in our scriptures, being spoken to faithful people, for Jesus not to know that fear is part of the human experience. And there's no doubt that fear is a powerful emotion, especially when we are faced with loss or change or an unknown future. When we are fearful, our thoughts get very narrow. We see less hope and little opportunity. Some days, as we look around at the chaos and suffering of people in the world, our own challenges in this community, and the troubles within our own homes, we can't help but get swept away in fear and worry, just like the disciples in a boat on a stormy lake. And we may respond to fear just like the disciples as well. Angry, reactive, defensive, paralyzed from doing something to help, letting it overcome us. I think this is why Jesus is short with them, and his questions do sound a little harsh and angry. He is frustrated just because they have been with him all this time, and yet they still don't know him. He was in the boat with the disciples the entire time, and they didn't ask for help. His point is not about being fearful, but how we respond when we are. Jesus is asking us to have a faithful response to our fears, whatever they may be. A response that reaches out to him with all of our worries, all of our anxieties, all of our fears. You see, we are tempted to go it alone, aren't we? To think, I've got this. I'm just fine. When inside we know that's not true. Just like the imposters that Paul's talking about in his letter to the Corinthians. At yesterday's ordination of Nancy Wilkes and 8 others in the Diocese of Texas as our newest deacons, our preacher was the Bishop of the Diocese of Alabama, McKee Sloan. One of the points he made in his sermon was this: faith is our relationships. I'll say that again. Faith is our relationships. A faithful response to fear is our relationships, not only with Jesus, but with each other. Every worry, anxiety, or fear we bring to Jesus, asking for his help, deepens our relationship with him. Every time we reach out to someone to share our fears and troubles, or to share in the fears and troubles of another, we deepen our relationships in the body of Christ. As you come to the altar this morning, bring all of those worries, anxieties, and fears. Bring them with you. Place them at the foot of the cross. Open your hands and your heart to receive the body of Christ, Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. He is the help, the comfort, and the love we seek. And just in case you're wondering, our daughter Haley celebrates her 30th birthday in October. Thanks be to God. Amen.